Next patient is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Tillman, T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Kenneth Tillman, this is also a paragraph. This is a 77-year-old gentleman being recertified for a hospice today with end-stage congestive heart failure, period. Comorbidities include atrial fibrillation / atrial flutter, which causes the patient to more weakness and more shortness of breath by robbing 10% of his cardiac output, period. He also has severe muscle weakness, malnutrition, protein-calorie malnutrition, and anemia, period. He also suffers from hypertension. His congestive heart failure has caused decreased mentation. He requires oxygen, of course, 4 liters at this time, both day and night. He has smoked throughout his life. Takes the oxygen off to smoke, but that has been, despite that fact that there has been, he's been warned against that many times. He's a high risk of fall. He's only oriented to person now. He's forgetful. He lives with his daughter, who is the his caretaker. He has become unpleasant, vile, and difficult at times by spitting and yelling at family members, especially his daughter, Joy, who's his primary caregiver. Period. He continues to be fatigued. Weight loss, not eating very much, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, high risk of fall, period. KPS score remains at 50%. He is sleeping about 16 hours throughout the day, which is a good thing because it keeps him from feeling anxious and hunger at all times, period. He has lost up to 50 pounds beginning beginning of summer and has lost another 5 pounds because of cardiac cachexia. He's requiring Norco, in parenthesis, pain medication around the clock to keep him comfortable, period. He continues to decline, has less than 6 months to live, and remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.